Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today I have on a special guest, Rachel Hall. So Rachel is a fellow life coach, and she is certified through Brooke Snow's Creation Coach. I wanted to have Rachel on today to talk to us about tapping. But first, I want to know a little bit more about you, Rachel. Do you want to just introduce yourself to my audience? Anything you want to let them know about you?
Sure. I have 5 children. My husband's a hospital administrator, and so we move around the country a lot. So my 5 kids were born in 4 different states.
Where do you live now?
We're in Missouri right now. So we've been here a little over a year. Hopefully we should make it until my oldest graduates high school, and then we'll see where we go. I like the adventure and moving around and meeting lots of people. It's been really fun. So I've been doing life coaching since I started coaching at the beginning of 2021. And I had done a bunch of coaching, like been coached a bunch by a friend and really loved it. I've struggled with depression pretty much my whole life, and also celiac disease, which I didn't know I had until I was about 20. Which kind of go hand in hand. And so I just feel like my whole life has been this like journey, this quest to find answers and to find help and relief for constant pain. And then like the healing of my celiac and my gut, and then also just managing depression. So I felt like coaching was a good way to put all of my research and all of my experience together in one place and share it with the world.
Yeah. So how did the tapping come about? How does that fit in? And what does that help you with? Because I hear you say that coaching has helped with you mentally, emotionally, and even kind of physically with the celiac.
Yeah. So I feel like I actually think tapping I have been doing for like 10 years. I started reading a book from someone named Carol Tuttle like over 10 years ago. She has a bunch of books. One of them, I started reading The Child Whisperer, like a parenting book, and my mom started reading another one. Anyways, we both were like, oh, we're reading these books by the same author. And so then we looked her up online, and she had, I think it was either a YouTube video or just a written out, like, this is how you tap and this can help you with your emotions and help you to calm down. And so my mom like wrote it out, and we'd sit there and read the words like, okay, now I do this. And now I do this, where now there's like all these YouTube videos. You can like watch someone do it. I started that just kind of as a way to manage mostly, well, you can manage pain or depression. If I was in a lot of pain, I could do tapping and it would calm things down. Or if I was emotionally out of control, I could tap and calm things down. So she actually has a healing center where she has all kinds of tapping sessions to heal different things, help with weight loss or help with like childhood trauma or abuse or depression or anxiety or even life purpose and money. And anyway, so I've done all of those.
Do you have a definition for us of tapping, or
so
how would you describe it?
Another word for it is EFT, or it falls in the realm of EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. What it does is it takes Eastern medicine of acupressure and all your different pressure points. And rather than sticking needles in yourself, you tap on those pressure points.
Okay.
Pressure points send signals to the amygdala, your fight or flight response part of your brain, to calm down, to relax, which is sort of what acupuncture does too, right?
Okay. Kind
of goes in and pushes those pressure points and you relax. And so this is just another way to get your body and your muscles to relax and get out of the fight or flight of your brain. So.
And that makes sense. And I like that it doesn't involve needles.
Yes.
That's something that you can do on your own. It sounds like, I mean, you can have the help of someone, a practitioner, but sounds like in times of distress, it's something that you could find a quiet place and do on your own.
I've taught it to lots of people, and one of the groups is church people. Sometimes you'll see me in church just tapping right here to calm myself down, because sometimes I get anxious, you know, like in a big
Yeah.
situation or something triggers me. And so you can, there are like sessions that you can do. So like if I have a headache, I'll just like Google tapping session for headache. Or I don't know, if I'm stressed about something specific, I can Google tapping session for money stress, or I just kind of look it up on YouTube and then I follow along, because sometimes I'm so anxious I can't think of what I
Yeah.
say. But if that's not available, even just tapping on picking one of the points that I'll talk you through and tapping on those can help your body relax. You don't have to go through a whole session for it.
So you use this on yourself. What about for family members, or do you ever use it with your kids?
Yes. So I have one daughter who struggles a lot with anxiety, and she does not like to do it on herself when she's really, really angry or really like anxious. And but she'll let me do it on her. So like she'll kind of lay in my lap and I'll just like tap on her face and tap on the different points, or sometimes just tap on her collarbones, help her calm down.
Okay.
Maybe a little hard sometimes when I'm frustrated, but
Let me
well,
tap on you.
yes.
Anything else that we need to know about it?
Teachers sometimes use it in schools where they'll have their kids tap to help them calm down if they're super hyper.
Yeah.
One of the facts I looked up was that it can reduce stress by 41% just for tapping for 10 minutes. That can
Wow.
down a lot. There's different studies that have been done where they've done like brain scans, and I can't remember all the numbers, but one brain scan in the beginning has all this red in it, which is inflammation and stress. And then they tap for X amount of time and then took another picture and it's mostly blue, which is the calm colors, which is super interesting to me that it really does help your brain calm down.
Have you ever combined it with meditation?
Yeah, I actually kind of prefer it because it helps keep me focused.
Yeah.
So it kind of is a meditation for me, like
Okay.
doing something with my hands. Someone's kind of like telling me what to think about, which, you know, meditation is that too, but
Yeah,
it's like,
focused attention. Yeah.
yeah, and it can be really helpful and relaxing.
We use a lot of meditation in Brooke Snow's certification, right?
Right.
And I know that that helps a lot. And I'm just thinking if you combine the two, that seems like they'd be pretty powerful together.
Yeah. There's one that I will pick my lips. I don't know why. Some stress response. And I've struggled with it my whole life. But there's a video on YouTube from Carol Tuttle about picking, a tapping video on picking. And so every year when it kind of gets dry and my lips get crusty and I notice I start picking, I go and I do that tapping video. And it's so crazy. My lips will heal up and I can't find skin to pick. I like have no desire to do it. And that one for me is one that's pretty immediately obvious that it's like helping. Like sometimes it takes some work to get it. I don't know. Sometimes you have to tap for a while to like calm down, but that one's a pretty quick, obvious one for me. So I do that one a lot.
Yeah, that's a good example too. Because I think a lot of us have anxiety or nervous tick kind of things that we do, you know, biting our fingernails or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really helpful.
Yeah.
So, did you want to demonstrate for us today? I can be your guinea pig if you want. This isn't a video, so
No, I'll try to explain what all the points are. And I also think that it can be super powerful. If you are a journaler like me, you can journal stuff and then you can tap on that, like your script. When you meditate, a lot of times it's relax and think of these pretty things, or it takes you somewhere. And not all the one that's like throwing rocks where you're angry, you know, and
Yeah.
want to get the emotions out. But I like to use this analogy with tapping where it's like cleaning something up. I think of it as like cleaning up our emotions and like helping release them, right? So if you were going to clean a room, thoroughly clean a room, there would be dirt under the couch and there'd be dirt under the rug and like there would be dirt under the furniture, right? Maybe between the couch cushions. And so sometimes we have to look for the dirt. Maybe you have to pick something up to dust under it because there's dirt hidden in all these places. And I think of it like our emotions. Sometimes we shove them under the rug or we shove them in the couch cushion because we don't want to deal with it. And so tapping starts out negative. It starts out saying the negative emotions. And the idea is to get those out from under the rug, get those out from under the furniture, bring them to the surface, acknowledge that they exist, acknowledge that they're, and then release them and let them go.
So, is it a tool for processing emotion? Yeah. It can be.
So yeah, it could be the physical thing too, but like physical stuff is tied to our emotions a lot of times. You know, there's emotions that we have. Like if you think about, you know, if you're nervous to give a speech or nervous to do something, like your stomach will hurt or your shoulders start going like this or your hands start shaking. Like our bodies have physical reactions to our emotions. Even tapping on the physical stuff, like you're still working through some of those emotions that are like tied to those physical responses.
Correct. And I think that's a really valuable tool because a lot of my work as a coach does end up being processing emotions and dealing with anxiety and stuff. I feel like, you know, people don't feel safe. And so then all these, this fear and negative emotion comes up. And I feel like this could be a really useful tool in getting them back in their body, just even the physical touch and that just reminding you of like, you're there. I just think it could be a really helpful tool for processing emotion even more than just when we try to talk them through it.
Yes, it is. And it is interesting, like how relaxing it can be. So like when I'm coaching someone, you know, I take lots of notes and keep track of what they're saying. And sometimes I'll say, okay, like, let's go tap on this. Like you have a lot of things that I just wrote down. And then I use like their words that I have written as the script to like process.
Oh, that's got to be helpful.
So for this little tenet or practice session, what I like to do is start with, usually I just have people do a negative self-talk or something more emotional, stress. So is that okay if we do something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you like, tell me some of the negative self-talk that comes up in your brain that you have.
Why can't I be on time? It's the same thing every day. It will go to you're so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to leave 10 minutes earlier. You know, every single day that you're going to hit traffic on the 10. Every day. How can you be so dumb? Is that good?
Yes, this is helpful. Okay, so I like to just kind of go with what I feel. I will take those thoughts that you have. I'll probably add some stuff to it as we tap through. So there's different structures of how people do tapping. I'm going to do the one that I've learned, like the way I learned from Nick Ortner. He's the one that wrote the Tapping Solution book, and he's kind of like the biggest founder of tapping, I guess you could say. But there's not necessarily like a right or wrong way to do it, but that's just okay. The first I'm going to do. So there's kind of like four parts to a tapping session. The first part is tapping on like the karate chop point. If you're to karate chop something, you tap on that with your hand and say, I'll talk you through it, but you say that you love and accept yourself, even though this is a problem. Then we go through and we tap on all the different points and tap in the negative stuff that we're experiencing. And then we pause after we tap that and like forgive ourselves with our hand over our heart. And then we go back to all those points again and tap in all the positive.
Okay.
Kind of like this dual, like tapping to release and then tapping to insert, tapping to change it, which ideally like we're releasing the negative to relax. And then we want to tap in that relaxing. We want to tap in that positivity. This is what we want to keep. And this is, I don't know, this state is safe and this state is a good state to be in, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to just talk you through the points before we do it.
Okay. So
we'll do the karate chop point first. And then we start, there's like a spot inside your eye. I don't know if you've ever like had a headache or you're tired and you just like kind of, I don't know,
yeah,
your hands in your, you know, in your fingers or your head in your hands. And so right inside the eyebrow, there's two points and you can tap with both hands or one hand. It doesn't necessarily matter. And sometimes I trade hands if I get tired, but so there's points inside your eyebrows.
Okay.
And there's points on your temples on the side of the eye. And then there's a point under your eye, like kind of in that sinus area. That's usually where I tap. And then under your nose, just like, I don't know, right under your nose. And then in the middle of your chin. And then on your collarbone points, just right below your collarbone, that area. And then the spot where your bra strap rests. It's kind of a random point, but that's one of them. And then the last one is you tap on the top of your head.
Okay.
So we'll walk through, I'll like say those points. Hopefully I can remember to say them all as I talk you through the whole thing.
Okay.
So does that make sense? Do you have a question?
I'm
Jump
just
in.
going to go for it.
Okay. Okay. So first we're going to start with this karate chop point on the side of your hand. And you just kind of tap on it with, you know, two or three fingers or however many you want. And I will say a phrase and then you say it out loud after me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So even though I have this problem of being on time.
Even though I have this problem of being on time.
I completely love and accept myself.
I completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have this problem of being on time.
Even though I have this problem of being on time.
I completely love and accept myself.
I completely love and accept myself.
Perfect. And I invite anybody who's listening to try this out and see if they can do, like, see what they think. Okay. So now that we finished that point, you do that 3-4 times. We'll start by tapping inside your eye on the eyebrow point there. Why can't I ever be on time?
Why can't I ever be on time?
Okay. And then tap on the side of your eye over here. Yep. Every day I'm late.
Every day I'm late.
And then under your eye, I know there's going to be traffic.
I know there's going to be traffic.
And I still am late.
And I still am late.
Okay, under your nose right here, it's the same thing every day.
It's the same thing every day.
Over and over.
Over and over.
And then on your chin, you'd think I would learn.
You'd think I would learn.
Collarbone point.
Just one hand or two?
Either one. This is so embarrassing.
This is so embarrassing.
I feel so stupid.
I feel so stupid.
I am stupid.
I am stupid.
Okay, and then the top of your head. This shouldn't be hard.
This shouldn't be hard.
I've learned this lesson so many times.
I've learned this lesson so many times.
Okay, we're going to go through them again inside the eye. We'll go through them one more time and then we'll pause. Every day I'm late.
Every day I'm late.
Side of your eye. What is it that is making me late?
What is it that's making me late?
Under your eye. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Why is my brain like this?
Why is my brain like this?
Under your nose. I can't do this.
I can't do this.
Feeling overwhelmed.
Feeling overwhelmed.
Under your, or on your chin. I am not a good time manager.
I am not a good time manager.
I never have been.
I never have been.
And then on your collarbone. And I never will be.
And I never will be.
It feels hopeless.
Feels hopeless.
So why should I try?
So why should I try?
Okay, top of your head. I am going to be late and embarrassed every day.
I'm going to be late and embarrassed every day.
And I'm going to continue hating myself for it.
And I'm going to continue hating myself for it.
Okay, then we're going to pause and put your hand on your heart and take like a really deep, slow breath. And then repeat after me.
Even though
I have this problem.
I have this problem.
Of being late.
Of being late.
And not managing my time.
And not managing my time.
I deeply love.
I deeply love.
Forgive.
Forgive.
And accept myself.
And accept myself.
And just like breathe that in for a minute. Like we've acknowledged the negative. We've seen the ugly side of Becky being late. And now we're just taking a minute to offer that version, that part of you, love and forgiveness and acceptance. Okay, we're going to go back through and tap through again, saying negative or saying the positive parts back on the inside of your eyebrow. What if I could be on time?
What if I could be on time?
Okay, side of your eye. What would that look like?
What would that look like?
Under the eye. I wonder how that would feel to be on time.
Wonder how that would feel to be on time.
Under the nose. I could probably feel that now. It would probably feel like peace.
I could probably feel that now. It would probably feel like peace.
On the chin, it would probably feel like confidence.
It would probably feel like confidence.
On your collarbone. I wonder if I could do this.
I wonder if I could do this.
Manage my time.
Manage my time.
Listen to my past self.
Listen to my past self.
With love and honor.
With love and honor.
And not shame.
And not shame.
Top of the head. Then maybe my pattern would stop.
And maybe my pattern would stop.
And I would feel free to create new habits.
And I would feel free to create new habits.
Okay, inside your eye. I can do that.
I can do that.
I am feeling confident.
I am feeling confident.
Side of the eye. I know that God could help me.
I know that God could help me.
He wants me to honor my time and others.
He wants me to honor my time and others.
Under the eye. And I think we could do this together.
And I think we could do this together.
Under the nose. I am feeling peaceful.
I am feeling peaceful.
I am feeling confident.
I am feeling confident.
On the chin. I know I can do this.
I know I can do this.
It might not be perfect.
It might not be perfect.
But I can do it.
But I can do it.
On the collarbone. I am love.
I am love.
I am patience.
And patience.
I am understanding.
I am understanding.
I'm awareness.
I'm awareness.
Top of the head. I am on time.
I am on time.
And I am doing this.
And I am doing this.
Okay, take a deep breath. How's it feel?
Find the right word. Opening?
Yeah.
Like something shifted just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you think? What were your thoughts as you were doing it?
I really liked it, and certain words evoke different emotions. Whenever you'd say forgiveness or love and accept, even when you brought in God, those were the points that I just felt a little give. I wanted to go sigh, relax a little bit, you know? But even the negative part is a little freeing just to say it out loud.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, yes, I am late. Yes, it is embarrassing. Yes, I do it over again. And just acknowledging it, because so much of me just tries to just ignore it and be like, oh, I'll do better tomorrow. Right?
Right.
And then tomorrow comes and I don't. So I really liked it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think it's a really, really cool tool. And I probably should use it more with people. But
so how often do you think... You were saying if somebody like is tapping so much a day, do you think you need a month of doing this, a couple of weeks?
I go through different phases, right? I don't know, we all do it with habits, but there have been times in my life where I've done it every day. Like when I was doing the Carol Tuttle healing session, and I was doing it every day, and I feel like it helped me relax, but most of the time I kind of do it as needed. If I'm feeling overwhelmed or stressed, I kind of do it as needed.
You're trying to maybe work on a habit like this.
Yes, then I would maybe do it regularly.
Regularly. Okay.
Yeah. So the picking thing, sometimes I have to do it. I did it a couple weeks ago and I started picking again the other day. So I'm like, okay, I got to do it again. But I think like if you were working on something like this, I would say do it every day for a week and see what happens.
What happens.
You know, and maybe it starts to get better. And then maybe you can like drop it to like every other day or, you know, a couple times a week. But yeah, I think if there's something specific you're working on, for sure every day. And the sessions that I did in the healing center, there's 5 sessions a week that you do. So I would do it 5 times, 5 days a week.
Okay.
And they were all a little bit different. So like with the depression session, I think it's like a 3 week long course and you do it 5 days a week for 3 weeks. And, you know, some of the sessions are on anger and some of the sessions are on anxiety and some of them are on depression specifically. And some of them are on like childhood wounding or religious wounding, or some of them are on headaches. And then she also has meditations and other things in there too that you do. I would say regularly, especially
a concentrated amount.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that what it would do for me is to just take a lot of the shame off of it so that I can physically address the actual habit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Cause when we feel shame, we hide, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't have time for the full session, I would say just tap. I like the collarbone points. Those feel the best to me, or the eyebrow inside my eyebrow. But I'll just tap there and be like, I'm feeling stress. I'm overwhelmed. I can't do this. I'm freaking out, you know, and I'll just tap there for a minute saying everything I'm feeling, all of my emotions. And then like take some deep breaths and say, okay. I'm safe. I can do this. I'm relaxed. Anyway, I'll just kind of do a shortened version of it.
Yeah. And it's almost like you're walking through the law of creation, right? The see, say, feel, do, in that this is what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing this negative in me, right? Mm-hmm. But what do I want to think and what do I want to say about myself? And then that affects how I feel, right? And kind of going down through that. And then you transition over to these new thoughts and new feelings by the end. Yeah.
And that kind of drives your actions. So,
yeah, which is what I want to do, right?
Exactly.
I want to drive my actions to change. But we often come at it. We know this being like habit coaches and stuff. Most people come at it through the action line. Just set your alarm 10 minutes early. Just do that, you know, just do this, just do that. But I feel like you got to back it up and go back through the feelings and back through to the thoughts and get to the root of it. And maybe I need to do some journaling on it.
And then tap on that. Like, what is it?
Yeah.
Creating that resistance to.
Yeah. And it almost is a resistance because it's almost, I know that I have that split second where I could be on time. And then I just go, oh, we have a little more time. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right. And then next thing I know, I'm 10 minutes behind.
So then maybe pausing in that like split second that says it doesn't matter, like say, is it true? Does it not matter? But it kind of does.
Right. It doesn't matter. Are we going to think that when we're walking in again? Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, Rachel, this was very insightful, very eye-opening and helpful. A new way to tackle the same old problem, right?
It is another angle.
Yeah, another angle, another tool. And I just like to add tools to my tool belt. So I know you're a coach too. So how would people find you or get a hold of you if you're resonating with them and they would like one of these sessions or a coaching session? How would they get a hold of you?
So I have tapping sessions on my website. My website's rachelhallcoaching.com. A 30-minute tapping session, 20 or 30 bucks or other price coaching. So yeah, just rachelhallcoaching.com and then click on coaching and it has all the info.
Well, Rachel, again, thank you so much for coming on. I think it's going to be really interesting for people to listen to.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.